Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your good friend, the very esteemed and well-travelled Clarence Copernicus Cloverleaf, welcoming you to another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon. You can always feel free to call in at 602-753-1883 to ask a question to the host or any of his well-established guests. Just please remember when calling in to be on your best behavior. This is a G-rated show, you know. Hey, that was a wicked rhyme. Anywho, just be sure to be kind and courteous. Now, on to the main event.
Alrighty, we are back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I am, as always, the host of the most, Jimmy Falcon. Hope everyone is having a great day. I see our special guest is on the line. Victory Born Cosplay.
Hi.
Woo! Cosplay. What's going on?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Who doesn't love cosplay? I mean, really. I mean, it's like, it's Halloween for grown-ups.
It is. It is. It takes a lot of creativity, too.
Absolutely. Now, why did you decide to get into cosplaying? How did it all come together? And what's been, I guess, some of your more difficult costumes to create?
I started cosplaying, I think I was in eighth grade, and me and some of my friends wanted to go to OMGCon. It's now in, I think, Lexington. It was in Paducah at the time, so it was like a five-minute drive for us. And we did, like, closet cosplays just because we always thought it was super cool. And I always, growing up, saw everyone at Superman Celebration in Metropolis always, you know, coming in dressed up from all over the world, and they were all these cool characters, and I always wanted to do that. So when we heard about OMGCon and everything, we went to it, and I decided that I was going to cosplay, and I fell in love with it. I met some of the most wonderful people and got to meet some of my childhood idols, and I loved it. So the next year, decided that I was going to dress up for Superman Celebration, and from that point on, I just never stopped. I fell in love with it. I've met some of my best friends at conventions and at Superman Celebration, and it's just been wonderful for me. My hardest costume to date... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just trying to answer all the questions at once. My hardest costume to date really isn't a costume. It was a prop. And I did Harley Quinn's mallet from, like, the original comics, the big, huge, like, 6-foot-tall wooden mallet. And that thing was just so hard to carry around and so hard to build. I spent months and months, and blood, sweat, and tears went into that mallet. And actually, last month, I tore it down so I can try to go again and rebuild a new one.
I really hate, like, when you seem to take so much time building something, and then it turns out you have, like, maybe fun with it one time, and then you break it. I'm sure that happens a lot to you.
Oh, more than you know. Every costume, it feels like I wear it 2 or 3 times, and I either hate something that I did to it, or I'm getting dressed for a convention and the zipper breaks, and I have to sew a new zipper in at 9:30 in the morning in the hotel.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I know that, Spook Show last year, I know you had, like, something break. You sent your boyfriend to get you stuff at Walmart. So, I mean, it must be something that, of course, you put a lot of work into it, but maybe people don't realize that this stuff is, like, it's kind of fragile, I guess, in aspects.
It is. And actually, the costume I was talking about that the zipper broke was the one that at Spook Show that I had to send Zach to go get a zipper for me. And it is. Costumes are so delicate, and our props are so delicate, and I don't think many people really realize the effort and the time and the money that is spent on our props and our costumes. for example, at Superman Celebration, I was doing a photo shoot where I had that big mallet that, I mean, I'm 5'6", and this thing towers over me a good 6 inches. And
wow.
A kid asked if he could hold it, and I told him no, because of it being, it had been kind of funky that day. It's, I don't know, being out
right.
in the sun, if the glue was starting to de-harden or what. But it wasn't holding up the way I felt comfortable letting somebody else hold it, especially being a 9 or 10 year old little boy. And when I told him no, he got mad and kicked it. And when I didn't want to say anything because it wasn't somebody I knew, so I just kind of looked at the mom like, okay, are you going to say something? And she was like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. It's just foam. You'll be fine. But it doesn't
mention. Well, see, I had something kind of like that was. Sorry.
No, you're okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say I've had something like that recently happen at the last convention I did. It's just sometimes like even signs and soft warnings on not to touch sometimes go unnoticed or unlistened to, I guess, so to say, just add that in. But go ahead.
Yeah. And usually at conventions, I don't have a lot of issues with kids really grabbing stuff as much. My thing is, like, I'll paint boxes at conventions for, like, customized
mm-hmm.
boxes, and people will, like, their kids will come up and ask if they can help me paint. And I have to tell them no,
aww.
And I've actually had one kid get mad and throw my phone on the floor and, like, crack my phone. And...
oh, no.
But usually I don't have kids that really come up and touch stuff, because usually the parents are like, no, you know, don't touch that unless you're planning on buying it, you know, we don't want it to break. I typically have, like, older people that are, like, in their 40s or 50s will come up and they're, like, picking up my comics and turning them around, and I'm like, no, please don't do that.
Hey, man, let me see that sword. I gotta touch that damn thing.
Yeah.
Sir, please leave my pop alone. I can see that
yeah.
happening. But, you know, I guess as far as convention moments, I know everybody that does conventions has those great moments and bad moments. But as far as good moments that you've encountered at conventions, you know, people enjoying your work, what's been some of your favorite things that, you know, people said to you coming up, like, about your cosplay?
As hard of a question as that is, anytime someone ever asks me about that, I have the same story that I tell them every time. It was my second year ever cosplaying. I was at Superman Celebration, and I had done my version of an Arkham Knight, or Arkham City Harlequin, sorry. And I had a little girl who was probably 4, 5 at the most, scream.
Aww.
And at first I thought, oh God, she's scared of me. Oh, no. And I tried to walk away, and she runs up and hugs my leg. And she's like, I love your costume. I love Harley Quinn so much. You are my favorite. And just went on and on and on and on about how she loved me. And she really thought that I was Harley Quinn. And I just, ever since that's the day I decided that I don't care what happens. I will always do it, if nothing else, for my love for cosplay and for the kids. And I have
that's
a picture
true.
On my phone of this little girl. When she first saw me, I was taking pictures with somebody else. And her face is priceless. And she's just in awe of my costume. And that, well, I don't feel like that will ever be topped. That will always probably be my favorite moment at a convention.
Well, that just kind of made me think of something that didn't happen in a con, but I have, like, some pictures on my Facebook of a curio cabinet I have with figures of people I've had the honor of interviewing. And this guy posted my 5-year-old son just literally peed his pants looking at your collection.
Aww.
And I thought that just made me like that. You know, it's kind of one of those sweet moments. Like I'm a, you know, near 30-year-old man who's got all these toys the little kid is, like, jealous over. It made me feel good.
Yeah, and it should. Because kids will always be brutally honest. And if
true.
A kid tells you that they love what you do, you know that they really love what you do. Because they're not scared to hurt your feelings. If they think that you look terrible, they will tell you.
Have you stopped? Oh goodness. Yeah, that is true. Very true. You know, kids are like people in their 80s and 90s. They have no barriers. They have no need to have a barrier.
Yeah. They have no filter.
I mean, I think there's no filter. That's maybe those are the best years to be. 9 and 90.
Yes. Yes.
But I noticed,
miss being 9, and I greatly look forward to 90.
Right. Yeah, I'm always going to have 9 in me somewhere. I'm never going to be able to quite get away from that part of me, but I guess time goes on.
I think we all do.
Yeah, but I also know that you have some conventions coming up, and I saw one on my page crashed. I saw there's one coming up for you in Paducah. Tell us a little more about, you know, some of the stuff you have coming up as far as cosplaying and conventions.
Right now, for this year, I've got two conventions coming up. I've got the one in Paducah. It's Paducah Galaxy of Heroes. It is Saturday, October 13th. It's held at the Trader's Mall in Paducah, Kentucky. It is being ran by two of the best people I think I have ever met. Their love for cosplay and their love for bringing things into Paducah astounds me. And they are doing everything. It's completely free for us vendors and for people attending. They are having a costume contest, and they actually just announced today that they are having a helicopter company come in so that people can do helicopter rides. And I am so thrilled for this convention, for the pure fact of it's so close to my hometown that it's crazy. And I've seen so many other conventions here not try and just hope that they can bank off of being a comic convention, and to see some other people come in and really try and bring something to my hometown is astounding to me. I love it. And then November, I think it's 14th through 16th, I'm terrible with dates. If I'm wrong with that, I am so sorry, Brian. I have Dark History and Horror Con. It is it's more like the title says, history, dark history, your real life serial killers and thrilling things, and then horror. I am so happy that I get to be a guest for that and do anything and everything I can to help out Brian. As of right now, I don't think we're having a costume contest or anything because of what it is. I don't think that's something that people are really interested in with it being a horror convention. I am working on hopefully maybe being able to do a panel, but I've got to wait for him to get back to me on that. And as soon as I know something, I will let you know something.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know you were with us at Art and Equality, but have you done, attended or, you know, anything before Dark History Con?
Besides Art and Equality, I had not. I've heard of Dark History and Horror Con in the past. I've got some friends that are vendors there. But I had never met Brian Ward before. Last year at SteelCon, he came up to me and we were talking about his conventions. And it kind of just got the ball rolling for us to do Dark History and Horror. And when he decided to do Art and Equality, he had messaged me and asked me if it would be something I'd be interested in. And I loved the message behind it. So that was kind of our trial run.
Yeah, Brian, I always got to give a big shout out to Brian Ward because he, you know, he's cares so much about the convention. It's growing so much every year. I love going to it. I love attending. I love, you know, chit-chatting and cavorting and cohorting and doing all that fun stuff with friends and fans and visitors and vendors and people dressed up. And it's just it's a great family environment. And I think you're really going to enjoy it. I think it's something that you will be wanting to come back to every year.
I hope that Brian will have me back as many years as possible. I am so excited for it. And being a horror fan myself and into true crime things, I'm excited. And I hope that he enjoys me being there and that he can use me and my abilities to the best of his abilities to get what he needs out of me so that way we're both getting something from me being a guest at the convention.
Absolutely. It's all about promotion.
It is.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add? Thank you so much, Amy, for coming on. It was really nice talking with you. And, I look
it's
forward to seeing you the artistry. And, good luck in Paducah. That sounds awesome. That sounds great to give back to your community with a free con and be able to bring in a bunch of people and do cosplaying and all that stuff. That's awesome. That's great that Paducah is doing that for, the people and everyone involved.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Thank you for having me on the show. And I don't really have anything else to say. I mean, I hope everyone has a great week. I hope everyone can make it to Dark History and Horror and Paducah Galaxy of Heroes. They're going to be great shows. And I hope you have a great day.
Well, you too. Don't work too hard. I don't know about down south, but up here in the middle of the Illinois, it's kind of warm today, so I'm sure the weather's kind of the same. So stay cool.
It's humid down here.
Yes. Stay cool. Enjoy your day. Thanks so much.
I will try. You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, everyone. If you just happen to join us just now, 5 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, something, you missed the opening part. Do not be sad. Do not fret. Do not be mad at the world, because you can go back. Actually, as soon as I end this, probably 10, 15 minutes from now, this will be up in the archive. You can download it. Check it out there. Put it on your MP3 player. Throw it on a CD in the car. As old school as that sounds, in 2018, it is still possible to burn CDs for those, for the new generation kids. I grew up with cassettes anyway, so I don't even want to get into, putting the cassette player next to the radio and recording songs, because that's so far out of the spectrum for kids today. But a couple of things we got coming up. I'm still working on two big shows. I can't let the cat out of the bag yet. As much as I want to, holding secrets has never been good for me. Unfortunately, sometimes in life, you just got to go, I'm just going to have to bite the bullet on this one. So actually, tomorrow I'm contacting someone who I'm going to get to interview coming up. And both of these people are currently on television. So it's really awesome to be able to, be corresponding with people, that are currently on, one of them, of course, on one of the biggest shows today. Of course, I can't mention it. I want to so bad. And the other one, of course, is, the creator and the star of another one, a couple of big shows. So it's going to be really nice, getting everything set up and being able to, let the cat out of the bag on these two interviews, because I'm really looking forward to it. I know that September 25th, we have season 5, episode 9 of The Hollywood Connection. We were originally, I'm sticking to doing it the first Tuesday of every month, but actually after, our conflict with the last network and everything that happened there, getting back to and putting more into the Cloverleaf Radio Productions Network, getting this, kick in the butt. I've always considered this a network, but, I've had a lot of great help from my friends, Josh and Ariana, and helping create a new brand and, helping all of us as well with our own shows. Of course, Cloverleaf Radio, The Hollywood Connection, Night Moves Radio, and Soul Stories. You can check us out on Facebook, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, all this stuff, all these wonderful places. You can also check out, the Cloverleaf Radio Productions website at WordPress. So be sure to check that out for up-to-date stuff. If you're on the Facebook, if you haven't seen it, you should. If you have, thank you for watching. We did a short little interview thing inside the world's largest mailbox on Saturday, this past Saturday. That was really cool. It was this random idea I had a few days before we were going to do this. And I don't think anybody's ever done it. They may have, I can't really gloat about being the first because I have no clue, but I thought it'd be really cool to do one inside the mailbox, and we got it done, and it really turned out great. So check that out on Facebook. I'm going to see if Ariana and her wonderfully computerized skills that she has can put that up on our WordPress, so you guys can check that out as well. Of course, as we mentioned, Dark History and Horror Con coming up, 2 months away. I can't I can't fathom that. Like today, literally 2 months from today, we will all be at the wonderful Garden Hotel in Urbana, Illinois for Dark History in HorrorCon 2018, the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th of November. Coming back to 3 days again this year. Lots of great guests. I know that last time I checked, Robert Lissardo was assigned, is returning. I don't want to say assigned. He was assigned to the convention. Robert Lissardo is returning to the convention. He was there with us in 2016. I know Brian is very excited, as well as everyone else that's attending, that Robert is gracing the con with his presence again. Robert Lissardo has been in a lot of great films, Death Race being one of them. Human Centipede 3 is one of the most recent. He has the great, perfect look for a gangster murderer, but he's one of the nicest, sweetest guys I've ever talked to. So it's going to be really nice talking with him at the con, and, of course, working on getting him interviewed before the con to promote as well. And lots of other great guests. We have a big podcast room. It's the first time this year. We're all very excited about that. There's like, I believe, 10 of us or more or less, somewhere around. 10 sounds like a good number. 10 podcasts being involved, and we're very happy that Brian has extended the olive branch to allow the Cloverleaf Radio Productions Network and our shows to be represented there. So it's going to be really nice. It's going to be an awesome time, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. My phone is dying, so I got to wrap this up. Remember, SoCon 2019, September 6th and 7th, 2019, Cross Country Mall in Mattoon, Illinois. We will see everybody on the 25th for the Hollywood Connection. Hopefully, we have a big-time guest to have on that show. I guess you're just going to have to wait and check in and find out later. But thank you, as always, everyone, for listening. Big thanks to Victory Born Cosplay for joining us today, and have a great night.